listening to the English Express radio podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. Be a part of the program by emailing us at info@theenglishexpress.com. Audio files are available online, so you can listen to the show wherever you go. On the bus, in the shower, out back with the pool boy. Wait, what? Let's start the show. All aboard the English Express. This is what happens when you let sick people play with powerful technology.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us here on the English Express Radio Podcast. It is, as I record this, January 25th, and Brandon, my co-host, is not with us today. He's actually out in Tacoma, Washington, practicing diving. He's learning how to be a diver. I did it myself just about a month ago, so as usual, he's following in my footsteps. But there's another important thing that's happening this week that we're going to talk about. Donald Trump is now our 45th president here in the United States. So if you guys have been living under a rock, I don't know how you don't know that, but Donald Trump is our next president. Now, it was way back in 1845 that Congress decided that all national elections here in the United States, if you don't know what day they're held, they are always held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. Of course, they made it complicated. What on earth were you expecting? They made that decision during their happy hour following the first drink of the month. And, of course, they wanted to make sure it was on Tuesday so they didn't conflict with any football games. Super Bowl is coming up about 2 weeks from now, so I think I have some things that we'll talk about in the weeks to come, next week probably. But the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, so it changes dates, but that's the elections. Now, the inauguration is different. The inauguration is always on January 20th every 4 years, no matter what the situation. Always January 20th, and that's when President Trump was sworn in to office. It's also on that day in 1960 that the world's deepest ocean dive ever took place, going 35,000 feet into the depths of the ocean. That's wait a second. What is that in meters? Now let's see. So 35,000 feet divided by 3, give or take. Okay, so we're looking at about 11,700 meters. Man, that's a lot of meters. On even better news than that, the captain got his sunglasses back. Now, in Washington, D.C., I don't know if any of you have ever had the opportunity to visit the American capital city, but in January, it's cold. I mean, it's really cold. I visited there once in the wintertime, and I could hardly even walk outside. And way back in 1985, the cold temperatures hitting the East Coast were so intense that President Ronald Reagan had to be sworn in inside. Now, that is the first time that that has ever happened. Now, this definitely proved the Democrats right when they said it would be a cold day in hell before President Reagan was elected for a second term. Yeah, because it was cold and he was sworn in. All right. Now, a lot of people don't realize that for the inauguration, when you get to see the president sworn in, there are actually tickets that have to be that are sold to get in there. They don't let just anybody in there. I mean, you can get in, but you have to pay for it. And with just a few days left prior to the inauguration, there was a pretty large group of people who were having an especially tough time, and those are ticket scalpers. Now, what a ticket scalper is, for those of you who don't know, a ticket scalper purchases a ticket at face value, you know, whatever it's worth. They buy it, and then they sell it for more, and then they keep the difference. But the problem is, sometimes those tickets don't sell. So they go and buy a couple of tickets for $100 or $200 and then can't even sell them for that. There were a lot of desperate people to sell the remainder of their inauguration tickets and having no luck. Yossi Rosenberg, a 36-year-old Democrat, voted for Hillary Clinton and got his hands on a pair of $700 inauguration tickets. So that's $350 each. Figuring, hey, you know, it's an inauguration. I can probably sell these for double the price. I mean, he didn't want to go to the he didn't want to go to the inauguration. It's Donald Trump. He's a Democrat. But he thought that there's going to be plenty of people out there who would want to go. But he says, nobody wanted to buy them. Looks like I'm stuck with them. I might even have to go. Now, I got this news story prior to the inauguration, so I'm not sure if he had to go, but that would make me laugh if a Democrat who voted for Hillary Clinton has to actually go and see Donald Trump inaugurated. That would be awesome. Rosenberg says that he even stooped to advertising the tickets on white supremacist websites, but still got no takers. Now, it looks like there's two factors at work here. First is the inauguration was, I don't know if you saw the news, but it was set to be met with mass protests, including the Women's March on Washington on January 21st, which was one of the largest protests ever in the history of the United States. And it was. And Trump's approval ratings were, they were looking at 45% as he took office. In comparison, George W. Bush, his approval ratings were at 60%. President Obama's were at 80%. And yeah, at 45%, not a lot of people wanted to go. Other people were just preparing for the marches. So the protest and the marches happened the day after Trump was inaugurated into office. And oh boy, by the way, did you guys happen to see some of the news of what was said at those protests? Now, I don't know how much you guys have been paying attention to the news and the Democrats and the liberals and the folks who are opposed to Donald Trump. But if you recall, they're the ones who are for love. Love trumps hate, is what they were always saying. And they're saying that they're for love, they're for acceptance, they're for all the good things. And it's Trump and the people who support him who are the crazy ones, who are the hateful ones. Now, I just wanted to play you a clip from Madonna, one of the loving, wonderful people who is opposing Donald Trump in total peace. Let's play a clip from her just the other day, from January 21st.
Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
That is pure love right there. She wants to blow up the White House, kill Trump, and untold numbers of innocent people, maybe some visitors who are there just to see the White House for the first time. That is classy. And then, of course, actress Ashley Judd, who has a few things to say here.
And I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets. A mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet electroconversion therapy, the new gas chamber, shaming the gay out of America, turning rainbows into suicide notes.
Wow. That is a little much, in my opinion, comparing Donald Trump to Hitler, a man who has advocated for the protection of our borders, building a wall and whatnot. I mean, whether you agree with it or not, he wants to secure the southern borders. Now, many people out there are not in favor of that. They want open borders. They want people to be able to come in and out, and that's fine. But we've got that. And then Hitler, who murdered literally millions of innocent Jewish people, and that is somehow the same thing. Even if you believe that Donald Trump is way out of line and not doing the right thing, I don't think that comparing him with Hitler quite rises to the level. Now, I don't know how familiar you guys are with American politics, but there's basically two major parties. There are the Democrats, who are also liberals, and Republicans, who are generally also conservatives. And the Democrats, that is the national party, they do not have a leader anymore. Their leader was forced to step down because of a lot of issues. You can Google the reason why if you want to, but they are without a leader, and they're looking for a new one. And that brings us to Sally Boynton Brown. Sally Boynton Brown is in the running to become the new chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee. Okay, so they have some debates, some people talking at George Washington University. They have two. We've got a couple of sound bites. So I want to show you some of the things that this party stands for and why I disagree with them. So this is somebody who is in the running to be the leader of the Democratic Party.
I'm a white woman. I don't get it. I am pleased and honored to be here today to have the conversation. I am so excited that we're here, and I am listening. My job is to listen to the issues. My job is to listen and be a voice. And my job is to shut other white people down when they want to interrupt. My job is to shut other white people down when they want to say, oh no, I'm not prejudiced.
Yeah, so you want to say you're not prejudiced. You're a white person. You say, hey, look, I don't have anything against people of color, black people, Hispanic people, whatnot. But she's there to say, like, oh, really? You're not prejudiced? Yes, you are. My job is to tell white people you are prejudiced. I don't care who you are. I'm going to shut you up, white people. My job is to shut up 77% of the country's population because they're all racist, they're all sexist, and they're all overbearing, mean-spirited, and a whole host of other things, too. And my job is to shut them up. That's what she's saying here. And this is the front-runner for the leader of the Democratic National Committee. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what country you're from, but here in America, we're still 77% of America's population, and she wants to shut them all up. I would love for her to be the chairman because she's crazy.
I'm a Democrat. I'm accepting. My job is to make sure that they get that they have privilege, and until we shut our mouths and we listen to those people who don't, and we lift our people up so that we all have equity in this country.
Right.
So that we are all fighting alongside each other.
Of course.
So that we are all on the same page and we clearly get where we're going.
All right, white people, you're going to hear about white privilege from me. This is what she's saying. And we're not going to have any of that at the Democrat Party. Screw that. White privilege is the reason there's so many problems in this country. Oh, God, I don't know what we're going to do if this woman becomes the chairman. Whoever the people on the committee are that vote, I would love for her to be chairman. This is so much fun. I thought, who's the previous chairman? It was Wasserman Schultz. I forget her first name, but I think it's Sally. Wasserman Schultz is her last name. And she was a cuckoo bird herself. But anyway, I got just a couple more here to show you.
This is not just rhetoric. This is life or death. This moment in our country, the Democratic Party has the opportunity to do something different. We have the opportunity to really confront the fact that we have not been in alignment with our values. We've been talking a lot of smack.
Right.
We need to make sure that our actions and our words and our values all match. And around the issue of race, we are so far out of alignment, I don't even know the way back.
And this is the woman running for chairman of the Democratic National Committee. She says her job is to shut white people down whenever they talk or whenever they interrupt. And, I mean, she's selling herself. This is how she's trying to convince people to vote for her. And do you hear all that she's put into this? You've got, she's got guilt. She's got narcissism. We've got self-loathing. Good Lord, the baggage that this woman alone is carrying around. And so the Democrat Party, what she's saying here is this is life or death. It's not just rhetoric. When she said rhetoric means that you're just saying something to say something. You don't mean it. Okay. She says this is not rhetoric. When she says that she's going to shut up white people, this she says this moment in our country, the Democratic Party has the opportunity to do something different. Well, Sally, I think you're doing it. I think that you have absolutely cornered the market here on different. And to say that you have not been in alignment with your values, but you are. That's the great thing here. You are. Maybe it's not a good choice of words, but that's the great thing, is that she is totally in sync with the Democratic values. And in my opinion, it's sick. One more from Sally Boynton Brown, and then we'll move on.
I am talking to people of color because you have the answers. You can tell me as a leader what I need to do. And that's exactly what I'm going to do, is continue to have those conversations and continue to talk to people and make sure that every single system in our party is designed to give power back to the people, all people, but especially those people who have been disenfranchised in our country since our country started. So, please, 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 this is a conversation I want to have, and I am from Idaho. We are so white. So white, right? I have been reaching out and trying to connect to anybody of color that I can find to be honest with me.
Do you hear this, folks? This is what we call self-loathing. She hates herself. There's guilt. She's guilty that she was born white. But she couldn't have been born this way, though. I mean, nobody is. So how did she become this way? I think the answers are obvious. You've got education, parents, maybe, media. Well, I mean, media is huge, but this is, oh God, I just hope she becomes chairman. This is exactly what the Democrats need. You need somebody who is going to talk to people of color, because people of color, they've got all the answers. She doesn't have the answers. She's got so much guilt. She needs to give the power back. By the way, did you hear what she said? That people of color have been disenfranchised in our country ever since it started. Now, I've been trying to tell people that the Democrat Party is dominated by folks who despise the founding of America. They hate the founding of America. They consider it to be the focus of evil in the world today. They do not like the country in which they were born into, the citizenship that they hold, and the standing that we have in the world. That's what the Democratic Party is. And the leadership has facilitated this. They've helped it along by not shutting this kind of insanity down. Do you hear the craziness? And they've all embraced it. They've all embraced it because these people are rich. They've got a lot of money, and they get sent a lot of money from other rich people. So they embrace this ridiculousness. And while all this is going on, Donald Trump is in the White House literally making a difference. Whether you agree with it or not, the man's making a difference. He's there unraveling and unwinding the entire Barack Obama agenda. Hour by hour, Trump is taking a scalpel, political nuclear weapons, but he's obliterating it. And I love seeing this happen. If anybody ever wondered why I'm not a Democrat, that is why. Now, I don't always agree with or jump on board with the conservative Republican side of things, but I'm pretty much never going to be on the side of the liberal agenda, if that's what it is. Because however you were born, if you were born black, you should be proud to be black. There's nothing wrong with that. Equally so, if you are born white or Russian or Muslim or whatever, you should never feel guilt over how you were born, because you were born that way. You were born into a culture, and you've built your life however you built it, and you should be proud of that. You can't be guilty. And I can't believe that she sits there and says that people who aren't racist, no, you are. You don't think you are, but you really are. You're full of privilege. And you didn't work for it. It was just given to you. It's just, I don't understand. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with some more fun things here on the English Express radio podcast.
This is the English Express, broadcasting from a room about the size of your closet, except we've got more expensive junk. All aboard the English Express.
Hi, I'm Cliff from the English Express radio podcast. If you need help with an art or video project, we know somebody who's got the proven experience to make any project come to life. Visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist and take a look at some of her art, film, and video work and graphic design. Years of experience mean she can capture your vision and produce the perfection you're looking for. So market your stuff the right way and visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist. Hi, this is Cliff.
And this is Brandon.
And this is the English Express Radio Podcast, the greatest podcast ever produced.
Whoa, wait a minute. What?
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure we're not the greatest podcast ever produced. I mean, have you heard of Serial?
No.
Cracked Podcast?
No.
Surprisingly Awesome?
No. Okay. The English Express Radio Podcast, the greatest podcast ever produced that I have actually listened to. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com and tell your friends to download a few shows because, well, apparently we need it.
Yeah, if you ever want to measure up with podcasts that are actually good, like The Bugle with John Oliver, or WTF with Mark Maron, or Mark History. The English Express Radio Podcast. Always hot, no matter what time of the year. What? All aboard the English Express.
Welcome back to the English Express radio podcast. Sorry for all of the political talk, but some of the things that people say are just crazy. I don't get why they can't just live and let live. I don't know. That's, and by the way, that's exactly what President Obama is doing at this point. Right now, he is not in Washington. Right after Friday's inauguration of Donald Trump, he was there. He took off for Palm Springs. Vacation. They took a helicopter. It's not Marine One, since President Obama wasn't the president anymore. And they flew to Andrews Air Force Base. And then they flew the Air Force One. It's called, I don't know, something else, because he wasn't the president. Flew him out to California. Now, eventually, they are going back to Washington, D.C., where they are planning to continue living until Sasha Obama graduates high school. But obviously, they won't be taking a government plane. They'll be taking a civilian plane. I'm sure they'll, like, rent an airplane and go out there because, I can't imagine Obama is jumping on a commercial airliner. He would be mobbed by people. He's probably got a private jet somewhere who will take him around. So, yeah, he's going to live the life from now on. And that's what a lot of folks should do. Just relax, make the best of things, and everything is going to be okay. If and when Trump does anything crazy or wrong, we're all going to be there to call him on it. And, elections have consequences. Some of the consequences that Anonymous has for Donald Trump is a big warning. Now, he is the president of the United States, but the infamous hacker group Anonymous sent him a warning. Twitter affiliated with the group tweeted to Trump, "You are going to regret the next 4 years." They went on to accuse Trump of having financial and personal ties with Russian mobsters, child traffickers, money launderers, and are reminding him that information doesn't vanish. It is all out there. Which, by the way, I don't have a problem with. If Trump, as well as anybody, has done anything wrong, they deserve to have their dirty laundry put out there. So if there is something, I truly hope that it goes public. Anonymous also asked its followers to actively seek out damaging information on Trump. Anonymous previously declared total war on him during the election, leaking phone numbers, voicemails, purportedly from his phone, and they even briefly shut down the Trump Tower website. So if there is anything out there, I hope it becomes public, because nobody should be able to keep secrets that are that big forever. Now, as we know, we heard in the first segment a lot of the protests over the election of Donald Trump. Back in 2008, actually, believe it or not, there were a lot of protests over the election of President Obama. That's normal. There are protests against every president. There are people who don't like it. But this protest may be a first. One man protesting his election outside Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C., decided that the best way for him to make his statement was to walk out in front of the hotel. He used some lighter fluid, poured it all over his body, and lit a lighter. He ended up with third-degree burns over 10% of his body. Well, he was completely on fire. All we know so far is that he's a 45-year-old from California, and it's unclear whether or not he'll face charges, since the only thing he damaged was his own body. He tells local TV reporters he started the fire to protest the fact that we've elected somebody completely incapable of respecting the Constitution of the United States, because Trump is a dictator. So the answer, of course, light yourself on fire. That makes a lot of sense. The things that people do, even the people who are close to him, the people who were married to him, you know, he's been married like, what, 3 or 4 times. And Marla Maples is one of his ex-wives, and she was married to him for a little while. And of course, you know, she's accustomed to a certain lifestyle. And DC hairstylist Trisha Kelly is pretty much famous. Everybody loves her. Everybody wants to be her client. It costs a lot of money. And one of her clients approached her about doing Marla Maples' hair for the inauguration, as well as that of Maples' daughter, Tiffany Trump. Kelly, the hairstylist, said, "Well, look, I'll charge my normal hairstyling fee plus $150 traveling fee if you want me to come to her." But her assistant asked her if she would work for free in exchange for exposure and mentions on Marla Maples' social media channels. Well, no, that's ridiculous. Okay, look, if you're a struggling person and you're just trying to become known, get people to learn about you, that makes sense. But this is a person who has prominent Republican, Democrat clients, people coming from far and wide. She doesn't need the help. She says that she was stunned by the entitled behavior, noting that there are people out there who make way less than they do, who pay full price. The client who originally contacted Kelly about the gig got back in touch, explaining that Maples is concerned about money ever since Donald Trump stopped paying child support when Tiffany graduated college. She's used to a certain lifestyle. You just don't understand. Yeah, I'm betting she's really, really struggling. She's all right. And pay full price, lady. I'm sorry. Sally Boynton Brown talking about white privilege. Now, that is privilege. No doubt about that. So she needs to suck it up and pay for her hairstylist, because, come on, it can't be that much money. And the last thing that we want to talk about, We know the reason why people really want to become president, don't we? It's not for power. It's not for money. It's to get weird new bug species named after themselves. Obama has an extinct lizard, a lichen, and many more things named after him. And now Donald Trump is getting in on the action. A tiny moth, only 9 millimeters across, has been named for the president-elect. And shockingly, it's not a joke about the size of his hands. Instead, Dr. Vazrek Nazari, who discovered Neopala Donald Trumpi, thinks the white and yellow scales on the moth's head look like Trump's hairstyle. Nazari says he hopes naming the new species, which lives in Southern California and Baja California, after Trump, will draw attention to the important need for conservation of bugs in North America. So that is our election news for the day. I hope you had a chance to watch it. If you have any opinions on the show or Donald Trump, the election, or anything else, and just send your comments in, info@theenglishexpress.com. You can also comment on the website, theenglishexpress.com, where there's links to iTunes, there's links to the Facebook page. Yeah, like us on Facebook. We got everything available there at theenglishexpress.com. So check that out. Let us know what you think. In the meantime, thank you for listening to us today. We'll catch you guys next week.
Are your friends laughing at you? Maybe it's because you're not listening to the English Express radio podcast, or maybe it's just because you're ugly. Hop aboard the English Express. Choo-choo, motherfucker.